Breaking news this evening, David Petraeus resigns as director of the CIA after admitting he had an extramarital affair. President Obama accepted the general's resignation today. Petraeus says in a statement he had shown extremely poor judgment having that affair.
Joining us to talk more about this, CBS correspondent Cammie McCormick, who covers the CIA, the Defense Department, the State Department. Thanks for being with us, Cammie.
Hi, guys.
Let's start with the immediate effect on the CIA. General Petraeus was supposed to testify before Congress next week on the Libya situation. He's been taking a lot of heat over this. Curious timing here.
Very much so. I think a lot of people were very anxious to hear what he had to say. And, of course, a lot of Republicans in Congress very much wanted to hear from him. We haven't heard much from the CIA as to the response in Benghazi. We're now told that he will be replaced at these hearings by the acting CIA director, Michael Morell. But there's still a lot of people, if you tune into Twitter tonight and just read some of the tweets, a lot of people are calling for Petraeus now to be subpoenaed to testify before these congressional hearings. A lot of people are very anxious to hear what he knew and how he figured into the response in Benghazi.
What does Congress want to do?
Well, Congress is willing at this point to hear from the acting CIA director. I mean, we'll see, you know, as this plays out in the coming days. Benghazi is such a hot topic even after the presidential election. We'll have to see how this plays out. Next week, there are a lot of hearings on Capitol Hill. All of them are closed, that we understand. There will be State Department officials. The National Intelligence Director, James Clapper, will be there, and Michael Morell. So it'll be interesting to see if we hear any details come out of these hearings.
And then there's the topic of General Petraeus's career and his legacy. This is such a stunning fall for a man so revered within the military. You have covered the military so well over the years. Give us an idea of how both folks within the military community feel about this and his legacy overall.
Yeah, so he's certainly one of the best-known generals of our generation. I mean, he'd probably go down in history as being one of the finest generals. He, of course, commanded the surge in Iraq and then later went into Afghanistan as the commander there. And he's got a very long, illustrious career. It's very sad to see it end this way, but apparently he really wanted this CIA director's job, and he campaigned for it, and leading what may be the war of the future, which is mostly involving special forces, special operations, and drones.
Okay, Cammie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick.